This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are, right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This week's Richard of the Week, again, no sponsors yet, but somebody could step up. I'll start this one. This is from Hertz. You sent me this article and you said, this might be something you'd like for Richard of the Week. And Hertz continues to be Hertz, threatens customer with arrest for using too many of its unlimited miles.
Say what?
So long story short.
You said unlimited, right?
Unlimited miles. Long story short, it would appear that someone rented a Hertz car for a month, and the rental allowed unlimited miles.
Okay.
The man drove 25,000 miles on the car.
That's a lot.
Over the course of 30 days. The agency wasn't happy.
That's a lot per day, man.
It's brutal. It's kind of like a Jackass stunt where you're like, yeah, well, let's just see what we can do here.
Yeah.
Or it's John Voight's car. That's right. Riding in John Voight's car. Given the number of miles driven, the Hertz representative stated that the man would be charged an additional $10,000.
For what?
The miles on the car.
You said it was unlimited.
That's right. And the Hertz representative said, you need to leave, sir. The customer, but you're going to charge this to $10,000 to my credit? Yes, said the Hertz representative. The customer said, when this literally, that's not even allowed. I never signed. The representative said, you show me where it says I can charge. I can't charge it. The customer said, right here. It literally says, I won't get charged anything. It says miles allowed, free miles. It literally says to refer to this if there's anything extra. I've never signed anything saying I can only go 100 miles a day or anything like that, or that I would have to pay more. The Hertz representative says, but you also never signed anything saying you were going to be allowed to drive 25,000 miles in a month. The customer, no, unlimited is 100,000 miles. Hertz representative, no, it's not.
Dude, I get it. The guy's an outlier. He drove 25,000 miles in 30 days on a rental car.
Yep.
But it didn't say he couldn't.
That's right.
And then you're going to charge the guy $10,000, and then he's going to get mad that you're going to do that, and then your only altercation is, sir, if you don't leave, we'll get you arrested.
Yeah, no, you don't do that. You can't. You can't. You can't do that. And somebody on the text line just pointed out, which I agree with, this is like the Red Lobster with the unlimited shrimp that they used and complained about why they're going out of business is because people saddled up and sucked down all the unlimited shrimp that they could possibly get, which if you're going to tell somebody something's unlimited, then you can't charge them when they get to a certain limit. I mean, it's just not something that you can do. And if you wanted to have a certain situation where you said it was limited miles, fine, that's one thing. But if you tell somebody it is unlimited miles or unlimited shrimp or unlimited ice cream or whatever the case may be, sorry, it's unlimited and you got to deal with it. And who's this rogue Hertz employee anyway? Like, what do you care?
It's not the first time a Hertz story has been a Richard of the Week either. From the text line, their Richard of the Week is Hunter Richardson.
I kind of agree with that.
You're Richard of the Week, Bob Fesco.
My Richard of the Week is not any one person in particular. It's a group of folks. And I know this is going to occur. Today's the busiest travel day of the year, and then we get all the way through New Year's. People are going to be traveling. People are going to the airports. You're not the only one traveling, okay? And there's nothing worse than that Karen or Chad that's there at the airport thinking that airport, that flight, that terminal was built exclusively for them, and they can do whatever you want. Do not yell at TSA officials. Do not yell at gate agents. Do not try to get on the plane before your boarding time is called. I don't know if you saw what American Airlines is doing now. They're actually taking people out of line if they board wrong. Alarms will go off and they will embarrass you at the gate, which I love. Do not fake like you need to be in a wheelchair like most people do on Southwest to try to get on the flight early, or have 10 freaking family members try to get in the early boarding and all that kind of stuff. Everybody's trying to get somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Be nice at the airport. You say it every day. Be yep. nice, do nice things. Be nice at the airport. Those TSA agents do not make enough money to deal with you.
Do you love the people that stand up on the plane as soon as it like lands?
Yeah, like where are you going, man? Like,
and what's the rush to get on the plane?
Flying Southwest, I understand that. But Southwest is now going with assigned seating here soon, so you're not going to have to worry about that.
You still pick your seat when you check in on South. I just don't. You're at the airport and 80 people are standing in line. I'm like, I know when this plane leaves. I know when boarding ends. I'm going to sit in this seat till boarding, unless you're in like first class or something.
Like, I get if you stand up for like 10 seconds to like stretch, move your legs, and then sit right back down. But the people that like stand up, go to the overhang, get their bag, and stand there, I'm like, where are you going?
Yeah, like I just race
to a red light.
Don't get. I'm in row 15, man. Like, I'm not going to stand here all hunched over underneath the thing and trying to fight people out. And I'm like. People at the airport, especially this time of the year, it's the worst behavior in public that you could see. And I'm over it. I'm done with it. And nobody deserves to be treated terribly when they're trying to work at the airport to make sure everything moves safe, sound, and efficient, especially those TSA men and women who are severely underpaid, doing a job that nobody wants, and putting up with Karens and Chads everywhere. You're not the only one traveling. And you know what? If you're in a hurry, you're in a rush, that's on you. Get up earlier and get to the airport earlier.
Richard of the Week for you?
Yeah, we might get some snow overnight into Sunday, like we talked about earlier, Dusty. It's going back and forth. But if we do, my Richard of the Week is also a group of people. Oh. You don't need multiple loaves of bread, multiple gallons of milk, hundreds of eggs. Yeah. If it snows half an inch over Sunday morning, your car will still work Sunday afternoon. Mm-hmm. The roads will still be open Sunday afternoon. And so will the grocery stores. Everything's going to be just fine. Mm-hmm. And also, are either of you in have you seen a community like Facebook group, for instance?
I'm in the Lee Summit community group.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's, dude, it could be a show bit if you wanted it to.
Oh man. Or just like go to like the KNBC9 news page when they give you updates about
weather. I mean, watching
people's
Facebook post really tells you why we are where we are as a society.
Oh, it's great.
Totally. And you have like these people that are like posting updates about like they just plowed 23rd Street or whatever. I don't care. We've seen snow before, and just all around, cool it.
Yeah. I mean, when was the last time we truly had a snowstorm where you were stuck?
I don't know. I know there was one in Warrensburg when I was in school. We got 22 inches of snow.
How long ago was that?
2015.
So we're talking a decade.
It's 2014.
Decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I can't recall a storm that we've had where, oh my God, I didn't have the things needed to make French toast.
My car was submerged. It was crazy.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah,
I mean, it was the biggest snowflakes I've ever seen and the fastest accumulation I've ever seen. Like, I literally rounded the troops up on Tuesday night. I was like, boys, let's go to the bar. There ain't going to be school the rest of the week. Well, they always say that. Fear mongers. They just want us to believe it. Like, guys, I can promise you there ain't going to be any snow or there ain't going to be any school. So I went to the store. I bought a bunch of dino nuggets, mac and cheese, frozen pizzas, you know, all the good stuff.
All the good stuff, yeah.
Went by my buddy's place to get the other good stuff. knew I was home in, going to be locked in for a good 3 days. And by the time happy hour was over, again, happy hour was 4 to 7, there was 5 inches of snow on the ground.
Oh, my God.
We walked home, and it was up to, like, basically our thighs. Like, I was, like, literally, like, the world ends tomorrow or last day on Earth, whatever it was, walking back to my apartment. Numb. For many reasons, but I mean, it was the most crazy amount of snow I've ever seen.
That's wild. Yeah, I can't recall a big storm like that in a very long period of time. But if it does come, having it over the weekend where you don't have to go anywhere is fine. Like, I don't like the snow. I don't care for the snow all that much because I know I have to get up and get here early in the morning, right?
Once you're out of high school.
and you're 100% right about that. But if it's going to snow on a Friday night and I don't have to go anywhere to Monday morning or something like that, and we can just have that snowed-in weekend, I'm okay with that.
This would be the perfect weekend for a big snowstorm because your fridge is going to be full of leftovers.
Right,
you don't need to go buy anything.
Right.
Just, hey, I guess I'll heat up last night's. Fine, cool,
done.
It.
Yeah, and everybody be happy with that, you know?
No doubt about it. Speaking of everybody being happy, I don't know if this guy's ever been in a bad mood. He'll join us at 9:30. His name is Nate Taylor from The Athletic. We'll be right back here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.